We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
million hours of TV shows and movies are watched every day on Netflix. Holy cow. Welcome back into tomorrow. A little tech tidbit for you. I'm Dave Graveline. Delighted to have you with us. Even more delighted when you call in and participate on the show. An easy way to do that anywhere toll-free in North America is 800-899-INTO. But an even easier, more fun way these days is to use the audio option on our brand new, free, updated Into Tomorrow app. So please just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Download the app on your iPhone or iPad or your Android phone or Android tablet and participate that way. You sound like you're right here in the studio with us. It's that clean and clear, and we love to hear from you. Creating digital decorations that empower people to decorate in really innovative ways. We welcome back the CEO and founder of Atmos FX, Peter Reichart. Peter, welcome back into tomorrow. How you doing?
Doing great, and pleasure to be speaking with you, Dave.
Oh, by all means, the pleasure is ours, because this has been fun for the last couple of years that we use both at our studios and at my home, and has attracted incredible attention every Halloween, every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, Easter. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you guys do. Tell me a little bit about Atmos FX, and then let's get into what we're doing these days.
Sure. Well, Atmos FX, we're a company that's, our goal is to create decorations that people can use for, most holidays and special occasions. And, kind of the focus for us is to kind of find ways to provide, a kind of a new level of entertainment. When you think about certain holidays, especially Halloween, for example, which is coming up, it's an opportunity for people to really show out their creativity and to entertain kids. And so, when we first started thinking about this idea, we felt like the idea of introducing, almost looking at them as mini movies or, short vignettes to help increase the opportunity to entertain people. And that's been our goal, and we continue to try and kind of push that threshold.
And you do a heck of a good job at doing it, because a lot of companies have little things that you might be able to project on a garage door or on a house and so forth. And while you guys do that very well, too, I think from a tech angle, and since we cover technology, that's why we got involved with wanting you on the show. From a technology angle, it's even more unique, because you've got some pretty cool things that can project from inside the house through front windows, for example, which really makes it much more fun, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we first started kind of out by creating the decorations themselves, and we create all the decorations in-house with a team of animators and production team. But we realized that to help people out, there were ways that you could really optimize how you could show off these decorations. And since, as you alluded to previously, they're not just kind of a static image that you might just project onto an exterior wall that might just show an inanimate pumpkin that just kind of floats around there.
Yeah.
We realized that these are animated, fully animated, fully moving decorations, and we needed to figure out a way to help people, show them off as best as possible. So, put a lot of effort and energy into researching different types of materials that you could use to pull that off and make it look really nice to folks who are watching it.
And you mentioned you guys produce these yourselves?
Correct. Yeah. So
awesome.
we that's our background, and that's kind of our focus has been since day one, is kind of creating the concepts and ideas for these decorations and then actually completely producing them in-house.
Well, and you do a heck of a job, because some of them are very scary. And in fact, and we've got, as a matter of fact, two different playlists. Regular listeners know that my grandson Cameron, who just turned 7 recently, is on the air with us a lot, helps us review kids' tech items and things like that. But he's been kind of afraid, you know, oh, hold me during this one, you know. And so we've produced a second set of different effects that he loves. You know, you've got a skeleton band that plays and singing pumpkins and flying ghosts that are telling jokes and funny things. I mean, he absolutely loves those. So when Cameron's around, we play that one. And when not, we play the regular stuff. And that makes, you know, the opportunity for everyone else in the neighborhoods to be able to just have a great time. And it's wild, because I'm watching on security cameras a lot of times the head of the driveway, and I'm seeing whole families gathered that are just watching. The other night, a little girl was dancing to the skeleton band, and I'm thinking, this is awesome, because truly the neighborhood is saying, oh, it is coming up to be Halloween time, and we have an opportunity to entertain the neighbors, and they're just eating it up. And then, of course, when Christmas rolls around, and we have the same thing with Santa and reindeer and just so many things going on, you guys, kudos to you and your team. You do a heck of a job with that.
Well, thank you.
And tell me about the material that is used to be able to put up over the window, for example. You've got a couple of options there.
Yeah, so we have, you know, window projection material that's designed to kind of easily put over a window that, you know, for example, if you're projecting a decoration from inside your house onto the window, the material is designed to capture that projected image so that people on the outside will see it, and, you know, it'll be as crisp and clear and colorful as possible, because obviously glass can't capture an image. It passes through. So this material allows you to do that. And then we also, you know, we've also experimented with some different types of materials over the year. And a few years ago, we came up with another material called illusion projection material, and the idea of that is that you could basically create a hologram-like effect, because the material, rather than being kind of white that you would use in a window, it's grayish and it disappears in the dark, so that when you project on it, it still has the ability to capture an image, but it's hard to see in the dark. So, you know, it appears like something might come out of thin air and create that hologram-like effect.
Yeah. Oh, and it does. You do a great job at producing these effects. And folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about, or you haven't heard me talking about it since last year, atmosfx.com, atmosfx.com. Of course, we'll get you there as well. But one of the last year during Halloween night, of course, we've obviously got them running up through Halloween and Halloween night especially. And then we add more speakers and lights and fun stuff. I've had kids come to the door and say, are there really people in that front bedroom that are floating and stuff? How do you do that? I said, oh, it's tech magic. And, I mean, they just eat it up. So, of course, I'm sharing with their parents what it is. And, you know, hopefully we're selling more for you. But the fact is, they're having a blast and they're having a lot of fun with these digital decorations, which makes it even more fun, I think. And, yes, the fact that you can also project outside. Do you guys have like a weatherproof housing or a weatherproof projector to do that sort of stuff if you want to cover the whole front of your house?
The projectors that we provide in our kind of all-inclusive kits aren't weatherproof, so we don't necessarily recommend using them in that fashion. But there are a lot of ways to provide a weatherproof casing. Certainly, there are independent items that are sold for that purpose as well. And okay. We've had a lot of our fans kind of come up with their own innovative ways to create casing so that the projector can kind of be hidden within their yard and still work within their decoration display. So an example is we've had, you know, folks who might create what looks to be like a small, mini tombstone or something else that's similar to that, and they just kind of put the projector safely inside of that so that if it does rain, the projector stays dry and there's not an issue. So there's a lot of fun ways to kind of, you know, use the projector outside, but you obviously have to be careful with the weather.
Sure, and how appropriate that it be a tombstone or perhaps Santa's sleigh at Christmas time or something
exactly.
Like that. Peter, I'm sorry, let me interrupt you for just a moment. We've got to pay a couple of bills so I can afford more digital decorations. And then we'll be right back as Into Tomorrow continues.